is he running?
A number of people have asked me to consider running for Congress. I'm considering it.
The chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, Lon Johnson, is thinking about calling it quits on that job to run for Congress. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Michigan's first congressional district, where Lon Johnson has a home.
In Kalkaska.
On paper, at least, is Michigan's most competitive congressional district and one of the most competitive districts in the nation.
Real Clear Politics says it's one of just 30 districts across the country that can be called a true toss-up.
A true toss-up. Mm-hmm. And where the district's current Congressman, Republican Dan Benyshek, has backed out of his pledge to serve no more than three terms and says he'll run again.
A reversal that could earn him a Republican primary challenge.
So why did Dr. Dan, as he likes to be called, change his mind?
Well, because Republican poobahs know exactly what Lon Johnson knows.
And that is that 2016 represents the Democrats' best hope for picking up that district.
Right. See, the GOP would much rather have an incumbent in that seat for the 2016 election, which is in a presidential year, when Democrats typically have a larger turnout.
Unlike the midterms, like 2018, when that advantage typically shifts to Republicans.
So the idea, Benyshek sticks it out for just one more term.
Then Republicans can run a candidate like the Upper Peninsula's popular state senator Tom Casperson in the 2018 midterm that's better for Republicans.
Right. But like we said, Michigan's first congressional district is really competitive.
And Republicans know that, and they know their odds are better with an incumbent.
But Rick, the question isn't it the job of state party chair to recruit candidates as opposed to being one?
Typically, yes. But this would not be unprecedented. In 1966, state Democratic Party chair Zoltan Ferency challenged Republican Governor George Romney.
And we should note, Johnson, of course, brings campaign experience. He's a prodigious fundraiser. His wife is one of the Democratic Party's most prodigious fundraisers.
And that is important for a geographically large district. Mm-hmm. It's the entire Upper Peninsula and the top of the Lower Peninsula.
And Johnson has a history in the district.
A political history.
He ran for the state house in 2012.
And lost in the district that really went decidedly for Mitt Romney at the top of the ballot.
Now, his tenure as Democratic Party chair has had mixed results.
Democrats lost races last year for governor, lost state house and Senate seats, but that was in a nationwide GOP sweep.
Yes, but Democrats won the U.S. Senate race here in Michigan.
Right.
In fact, this state, the only state to elect a Democratic freshman senator in 2014.
Now, if he runs, and I think it's safe to say there's no doubt that Johnson is serious about this, he will have to step down as party chair. Then it will be someone else's role to try and get Democrats up north to turn out and vote for him.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.